President Trump touching down today in Beijing for a high-stakes two-day summit with Xi Jinping as rapid shifts in the global power dynamics loom large. Blows to Beijing's key partners in Venezuela and Iran, mounting tensions over Taiwan, and human rights all expected to be on the table. NTD's White House correspondent Mari Otsu sets the stage for us from the North Lawn of the White House.
President Trump's arrival in Beijing for a major two-day summit with Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping comes against the backdrop of a new world order.
In January, the ouster of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro dealt a major blow to one of China's key partners in the Western Hemisphere. And just weeks later, U.S. strikes on Iran hit another regime that's reliant on China, with Iran's foreign minister visiting Beijing a week ahead of President Trump's visit.
Again, all I say is Iran is the largest state sponsor of terrorism, and China has been buying 90% of their energy, so they are funding the largest state sponsor of terrorism. But more importantly, the threat of attacks from Iran has closed the strait. We are reopening it. So I would urge the Chinese to join us in supporting this international operation. You know, there are things moving through the UN that China and Russia have blocked.
Now, as President Trump is in China, meeting Xi Jinping for the first time since they met in Busan, South Korea last fall, talks are expected to go far beyond trade.
That's as the president has framed tariffs, market access, and the flow of fentanyl from China into the U.S. as national security issues. And while new trade agreements on U.S. goods like soybeans, beef, and other farm products are on the table, past deals with the CCP have proved fragile, like the October trade truce reached in Busan after months of zero U.S. soybean purchases from China. China only meeting the 12 million ton goal after repeated delays and extensions. The summit also coming as Washington challenges China's critical minerals monopoly.